Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's going to be a good time with Tim Kirch, and we'll talk Gardos with him. Also, we got playoffs tonight. We'll get to that. We'll talk Cavs coming up at 7:20. Mary Kay at 8:20, a lot going on. However, Solomon Wilcots was on Afternoon Drive yesterday, and they brought back up trading Greg Newsome.
Offensive linemen, you and I both know that's what's needed. Cleveland Browns, last year you played as many offensive linemen as any team in the NFL, to be honest with you. I think you can get a quality linebacker, and I think you can add to your defensive rotation up front. Remains to be seen what they're going to do, because, look, I'm hearing on the street that they could end up making a move to get a second-round selection by dealing Greg Newsome. You guys have a glut of these really good cornerbacks, and Andrew Berry can look to pick up a draft pick by moving a player.
No shots at Solomon Wilcots here. What's the street? What's the scuttlebutt you're hearing? What's your sources? Like, if you're hearing on the street, well, I can go to Twitter and call those the streets. I can walk on the street and somebody on Prospect is going to tell me about trading Greg Newsome. What can I get? Can I really get a second round pick for Greg Newsome?
My guess when I hear second round.
And remember, they took him with a first round pick. You're going to trade your first round pick for a second round pick?
That part of it is not as crazy because, you know, value-wise over the course of a few years and considering the amount of money you're going to have to spend
I actually do think it's a little bit crazy.
You do?
And let me tell you why.
Okay.
He's a first-round pick. They still have a fifth-year option on him. Like, this is what I think a
but
lot of people...
his value is not still a first-rounder.
I don't believe his value is still a first-rounder, but you're not going to come out in a season where you're going to compete or you're trying to compete. You're a competitive football team. So if you're a competitive contending football team, are you just going to come out and trade his ass in value and say that, okay, we can get a second round pick and then do it down the line? Because again, I cannot stress enough, I don't know if you're getting a second round pick right off the rip here for Greg Newsome. And if a team's willing to give you a second round pick, I still think you need to think about who you have there as your nickel corner. Because everybody's worried about the money all of a sudden here. Like, we haven't just been spending money like crazy on this football team. And I'm thinking, You have a fifth year option on the guy. So I can use that fifth year option. And even if I can't bring him within a decent number to sign him long term, maybe that's not possible. If he were to leave in free agency, I'm more than likely, if he plays very well, get a compensatory pick of in the same neighborhood of what you could realistically get for him. And I cannot again stress this enough. When has Denzel Ward ever played an entire season? He's never played all 16 or 17 games.
There's one aspect, though, I'd want
to
introduce into this
now.
Conversation.
What are we doing?
True.
Are we just bored? Are we just bored
no,
if we want picks?
I don't. I mean, teams are always still value oriented. I mean, think about
what obviously
look at what the Kansas City Chiefs did with Tyreek Hill. Would you say when they traded him, they're not trying to win now? They all good teams and good front offices have to think about 2 years from
I
now.
I mean, you really
can't.
If we're just going to use Kansas City as the model for everything, then we really can't have a discussion.
Well, not just them.
Because
Philadelphia,
Patrick Mahomes is the cheat code of cheat codes. I can't do that.
I mean, there are plenty of teams.
Who traded a first rounder for A.J. Brown?
No, but there are plenty of teams that do.
Move, they got their GM fired in Tennessee?
I think you think about this as the Browns should only be adding. They can't possibly subtract.
Talking about adding. I'm talking about keeping a good player on my good football team. That's what I'm talking about.
Also need, first of all, do they think he's that good? How good do they think? This is part of the issue I would like to introduce into this conversation. Is there a chance the Browns just, they think that he's not as good as maybe some of the fans here in Cleveland think, maybe as you think?
Andrew Berry's drafted the position pretty well, even though we're saying that Martin Emerson could pass him up, but then you would have to remain critical of Greg Newsom if you wanted to make a move to trade Greg Newsom, which Andrew Berry, again, drafted in the first round. So you could take him, and what could I do? It's the classic almost, that, and I don't even watch that much Family Guy, but it's the classic, Greg Newsom could be anything. The second-round pair, we got Greg Newsom is Greg Newsom. The second-round pick could be anything. It could even be Greg Newsom. Like, are you getting another corner?
Yeah,
do
but
we
you're
really
resetting.
Believe that Cam Mitchell's going to supplant him?
But you're resetting because the Greg Newsom that you would be paying, what would he get on the open market? If he has a great year this year, what is Greg Newsom getting on the open
more
market?
More than you could afford. But right. That's where a fifth-year option comes into play, so I would still have
him. They like to get out in front of these things, right?
And if obviously, been, everybody
if,
would.
If they've been yes. unable to do that, and maybe they are not as high on him, then it does stand to reason that the Browns have so much money tied up in so many positions. And by the way, players that also want extensions like Amari Cooper, Njoku right around the corner. You don't think Myles Garrett wants to get after he's seen what some of the pass rushers are getting?
Let's just stop speaking that into existence about Miles here for a second. Could you just stop bringing him up for a moment?
Well, it's just that there's going to be more and more money to spend. So at some point, the Browns are going to need.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Young players on rookie deals.
Yeah.
And right now, the Browns only have two draft picks in the top 150. And I went over this yesterday. Steelers have five in the top 119. Ravens have five in the top 130. Bengals, five in the top 115. Those are all teams that have a chance to surge ahead of you with young, talented players this year.
Do you believe that Greg Newsom contributes now?
Yeah.
I automatically expect that second round pick to contribute now, because that's exactly what I need.
Yes, I think you can.
You can expect it because
I can.
Now I'm putting more pressure.
Positionally, it matters, right?
Yes, but now I'm putting more pressure. Well, I mean, they could just get the second round pick and take an offensive lineman there, like Solomon Wilcox is saying. They can take a lot of things. They don't necessarily need to take a cornerback, but I have to replace him because, again, I cannot stress enough.
It would be nice to have two second round
picks. Denzel's your best, and Denzel never plays a full season. So now I don't want to get out of camp and all of a sudden be like, hey, you know, Denzel, he tweaked his hamstring, and now all of a sudden we got ourselves a problem. And now I'm left with old Mother Hubbard going,
you're right.
Well, all the people telling me, and Cam Mitchell's a fine player.
Cam Mitchell,
he's
yeah.
a fine special teamer yeah. as well. Now all of a sudden, you're putting way more pressure on a second-year back-end
right.
player than you ever expected to.
They might be really, really high in his trajectory. I mean, that's part of the—
Maybe they are.
That's part of the stuff. We're not there every day.
But
we don't know.
In the history of the NFL, I can only go by history. What tells me that I got Cam Mitchell was seventh round last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
At what point in the history of the NFL, more often than not, they have not thought that highly of a seventh round pick in year two?
Now, here's part of it that I'm wondering. Now, you talked about they could just draft an offensive lineman in the second round. I'm looking at their offensive line, Jedrick Wills, Joel Bitonio, Ethan Wyteller, Jack Conklin. Who's here?
There's
in
a lot of guys banged up.
Who's
there.
Here in 2 years? Of all the guys,
Jones. So did you count DeJuan Jones?
I didn't.
Okay. DeJuan Jones is.
Okay.
Ethan Posick might be.
Who unfortunately did not make it through his rookie year, and there were concerns when he got drafted. All I'm saying is this offensive line, the way that they have to be thinking, they are probably a little concerned that they don't have that net. I mean, but Luke Weppler, that they don't have that next wave coming.
Luke Weppler played all right when he had to play.
These guys are
aging. Pretty well.
Is he going to be a starter?
No, I don't know about
so
that.
So this is where there is some concern. Do they have enough draft picks to fix this?
But do you understand?
To make sure that they have that next group.
But that's where I look back at him and I go, okay, you still got pick 54 in the second round.
Yes.
You do have a second round pick. So you can make that decision there. Because you're making the same decision about the offensive line. Like, I would just flip it around and say this if we were talking about trading Wyatt Teller, which people have tried to bring up. Yep. And I go, well, who are you going to replace him with? Because you haven't played with a solid offensive line. You've had to play with an offensive line in tatters over since 2020. Remember, in the 2020 season, only half of those games were played with their original starting offensive line. So they've always had to plug and play different guys. And yeah, Jack Conklin ain't going to be around. I totally understand it. But it almost feels like I'm trading off one problem for another to address one where I'm going to have another on the other side. And remember, it's not where I'm carrying a bunch of water for Greg Newsom and saying Greg Newsom needs to be a Brown for the rest of his life. I understand the dollars and cents here. But what I'm pointing out is I know that he can contribute and play very well in his role. A nickel cornerback. Solomon Wilcox is not wrong when he says, are you going to pay a nickel cornerback $20 million a year? No, you don't really want to, unless the going rate in a few years is going to be $20 million. We'll see where inflation goes. But you don't want to do that. But I'm talking about the now. And if we're doing all this to try to contribute or compete now, which they are, I don't think you're taking away a guy who can start instead of Denzel or MJ Emerson if they get hurt and still starts at corner, because you're still going to play a lot of that scheme.
I do think.
I don't understand why you would take away that starter just to get the pick for the future.
I do think this is the tax of where they are right now in the salary cap. I think that they don't think they can pay another guy. And so they're trying to get out in front of it. And they are also looking at the other guys they have to extend. And also, as part of this, I mean, we just say a blanket second round. There's a huge difference between the 33rd overall pick and the 64th.
But
I'm guessing they'd be trading with good team that has a lower draft
pick. If he has a good year this year, can I not? Because I'm hoping that after this year, Deshaun Watson is going to play at a level that gives me a lot more confidence and he can keep our head above water and keep us afloat as we have to start making those roster transitions. So can I still get, because Solomon Wilcott's saying you could get a second round pick. I don't know if he's saying you absolutely will. I don't think he is. So can I still get somewhere in the neighborhood of second to mid round for Greg Newsom next year? Yeah, I think he can. 216-474-0092. Are you willing to trade Greg Newsom? Second round pick, go ahead and say it. 216-474-0092. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, Mary Kay at 820 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.